Headline: Zerebro's dead founder Jeffy Yu is still dumping tokens. Published at 2:05 p.m. UTC, May 6, 2025. An address belonging to Zerebro co-founder Jeffy Yu is reportedly still active and moving large amounts of crypto, despite the memcoin developer reportedly taking his own life last weekend. According to unconfirmed reports, Yu passed away on May 4th while taking part in a Pump Fun livestream. However, according to ex-user and crypto commentator, despite this apparent tragedy, the address G5SJGJPDFDOZ7HR A49YDOBESDQMOOCMDWSCUERQLTFYR is still dumping Zerebro, then sending USDC to the HTX exchange. V also pointed out that the funds were then sent to another address owned by Jeffy that created the dollar LL Jeffy token. In the hours after Yu's death was reported, Zerebro dropped from 0.0427 to 0.0409. It has since rebounded to 0.0428. In late April, the coin experienced a 300% pump and hit a volume of more than $150 million. Yu's alleged suicide came shortly after he published a manifesto outlining the concept of legacoins, a term he created to refer to a new category of memcoins focused on permanence, legacy, and immortality. Despite the reports and a widely circulated video, the veracity of the only site that appears to confirm Yu's death has been called into question. Legacy is a pay-per-publish website with 1.3 stars on Trustpilot. This, according to crypto sleuth detective, arouses some suspicion. What would I do if I wanted to create the narrative? Just put yourself in a grifter's shoes, says detective. If I wanted to speculate on a possible death to launch a shitcoin, I'd search for paid obituaries on Google. They continue, it's really sad to even be in a position where we have to ask if someone is dead or not, so I'm simply sharing the sources I found. In any case, even if the story is true, the worst thing you can do is speculate on a token tied to someone who allegedly died from mental illness caused by speculation itself. Defective isn't the only ex-user voicing doubts about reports of Yu's death. Indeed, as pointed out by Luna's husband, pretending to die is a perfect exit strategy from this scam. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.